Thank you, John. Our apologies for creating the confusion with you and all the speakers. I just wanted to very quickly mention, in the framework of the travel plans and the discussions we have had today, first of all, it's been a very interesting discussion. There have been lots of very good examples and practices which I think can be shared to, well, beyond the EU region, of course, and to the wider ECE region, which is, of course, our key market and our key area for us, and we hope to be able to build on that going forward with some member states that are here online and some member states that have not been able to join us today. What I would like to very quickly mention is that one of the activities we have here at ECE in cooperation with the WHO Europe office is a program called the Transport, Health and Environment Pan-European Program, which is very much focused on bringing together the transport, health and environment ministries, where they're not the same ministry. Well, health, I don't think, is the same ministry as the other two anywhere in Europe, but we are already seeing a lot of transport and environment ministries coming together. And part of the work of the PEP, as we call it, is, of course, in relation to active mobility and cycling and walking. And we have a specific partnership on active mobility. In fact, the partnership met on Monday of this week, looking very much to further its work and build on the master plan on cycling promotion, which has been developed and was published basically this time last year, May 2021. And the work of within this work, there is a project specifically called Danube Cycling Plans, which is financed through EU grants. And it involves 9 countries along the Danube. And what they are doing is they're trying to set up, and they have set up to a certain extent, travel surveys on walking and cycling, with very much the focus on trying to incentivize it, to promote it, etc., going forward. And so there is really this opportunity to collaborate more in this area with member states and with colleagues here today. Of course, we are one secretariat, and so we do talk to each other, but there is also, it was important to mention it today also, if there are member states that don't know about this in the meeting here today that would be interested in participating, because, well, what we have in the Pan-European Master Plan for Cycling Promotion is really the concept of doubling the share of cycling. To double the share of cycling, you have to know what the baseline is. And it's something that everyone continues to struggle with in being able to identify what that baseline value is. So it's just something I wanted to mention because it's about travel surveys, and I think it's very relevant to the discussion today. And it's on a newer area, which is very difficult to find specific data on. So thank you, and apologies for speaking so long.